The following is another Clash Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Pritchard just can't get the ball inside. Goes to Cole Sheen. Spin, move, block. Shot blocked by Josh Earsom. Loomis grabs the ball. Another block by Earsom. Two blocks in that series. Up for Anderson. A pull-up three. It's good.
Tonight, an area rivalry is renewed in Loomis as the Wolves welcome in the Bertrand Vikings. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Pass break up the floor, Younger. Younger takes it right at him, lays it up in, and draws the blocking foul. Chance for a three-point play here for Younger.
Bertrand rolls into tonight's contest after sweeping Elwood, while Loomis will try to bounce back from a loss to state-rated Overton. It's the Vikings and Wolves coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushkar live from Loomis. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. Undisputed Midwest Yield Leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Loomis. The Loomis girls struggled at home here as Bertrand picks up the win, but time now for the hometown boys to try to pick up their first win of the season. They come in at 0-3, but a real tough start to the season as they lost to Overton, one of the better teams around the area. Also losing in Amherst last night, again, one of the better teams in the area. Those two teams undefeated on the year. Well, they face another undefeated team tonight as Bertrand comes in with a perfect 3-0 record. It took a couple overtimes to get past Alma on opening night, a team that's 0-3, but they pick up the win against Axtell and Elwood. So Bertrand comes in with a perfect mark. Not a real deep bench, but they're perfect on the season. And again, if Loomis can pick up their first win of the year, they would love to start it with nobody better than their rivals from Bertrand. And again, this could be a very, very entertaining boys game. In spite of the records, it could be a lot more even than that. Loomis, a very young team, pretty athletic. They continue to think that they're going to be pretty good by the time the year is over with. And now it's time to start putting it all together. They faced a real hot team last night in Amherst that shot about 50% from three-point range, and that kind of kept them from being real competitive to Amherst last night. So at home, Loomis trying to pick up their first win of the year as they take on Bertrand right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. You are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
The First State Bank and Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank and Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank and Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank and Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast. Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here as the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth brings us to Loomis for Loomis playing host to Bertrand in boys and girls basketball. Earlier today, the Bertrand girls won it comfortably 53-27. And now the Loomis boys trying to pick up their first win of the season taking on Bertrand. We'll be taking a look at our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, for Bertrand. Their starters look like this. Tyrell Younger is a 5'11 sophomore. Dakota Fitzgerald, 6-foot-tall sophomore. Jake Samuelson, 5'11 and a junior. Cooper Grabenstein is a 5'10 freshman. And Robert Edgren, a 5'10 senior. One of only two seniors on the roster for head coach Craig Newcomb and the Bertrand Vikings. For the Loomis Wolves, their starters are Josh Taylor, a 5'10 junior, Graydon Ludicky, 5'10, also a junior, Zach Clark, a 5'10 junior, Jack Otting Crandall, a 5'11 junior, and Kelly Thorell, a senior, the only senior on the squad here for head coach Cole Carver. So once again, Loomis looking for their first win of the year, and their starters are Taylor, Ludicky, Clark, Otting Crandall, and Thorell. For Bertrand, it's Younger, Fitzgerald, Samuelson, Gravenstein, and Edgren. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Well, we're going to take a quick break here as the starters are being announced here for both Loomis and Bertrand. We'll be back with the opening tip here between the Wolves and the Vikings when we continue here on Class 98.9 FM right after this time.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Loomis as the team from just down the road a little bit in the blue uniforms being introduced here as Bertrand is all psyched and ready to go. Again, they don't go real deep with their bench for Bertrand, but Loomis, a pretty young team, growing. In fact, both these teams are pretty young. Bertrand only has two seniors on the roster. Loomis also very limited with seniors. They have two on the roster. Evan Dow, one of the two seniors, has an injury, is not in uniform tonight, not in the book tonight as well. So, again, only have two seniors, and one of them is hurt here for Loomis, so that will make them a very, very young team. The future looks pretty good for these two teams down the road, and Bertrand right now undefeated on the year, whereas Loomis, a little bit different schedule. They are looking for their first win of the year, but certainly hoping to pick that up here tonight against their arch rivals from Bertrand. Loomis and Bertrand, well, you don't need to really say a whole lot more, as this is always a pretty good matchup. Doing the jumping here for Loomis is going to be Jack Otting Crandall, and Crandall will be going against Jake Samuelson, and the opening tip is controlled here by Bertrand. So Bertrand with the first tip of the ball game, and they will turn it over. They try to enter it on the inside. It's stolen away. Coming up with it is Ludicky. Ludicky kicks it out. A three-pointer up and good for Josh Taylor, and Taylor strokes in the three and an early 3-0 lead here. And then Taylor knocks the ball out of bounds as dribbling past him there was Robert Edgren. So Edgren now will toss it in here for Bertrand, and they get it inside, and it's going to be a tip for Jake Samuelson. Off the inbounds, he cut right to the basket, and Samuelson makes the catch and the tip all in one motion. It's 3-2. Facing a little zone defense here. Loomis will give it off right side for Otting Crandall. And back around we go here for Taylor. Left side, they get it to Ludicky. Ludicky, top of the circle for Taylor. Taylor's going to penetrate. He has his shot blocked by Samuelson, but the possession's still here with Loomis. Now driving is going to be Thorell. His shot no good, and coming out with the rebound is going to be Gravenstein, and Gravenstein then turns it over. So Bertrand with the turnover here. Quick three-pointer on that left side will not fall for Otting Crandall. And Bertrand comes up with the rebound. So Bertrand has it. Dakota Fitzgerald got the rebound. They work it around. It passed in the lane. And coming up with the steal is going to be Otting Crandall. So he comes up with a steal, facing the double team, gets it to Taylor. Taylor up that sideline, has it in the offensive zone, and pinned to his side as he got the ball was Kelly Thorell. And as he got started, he took an extra step, and that'll be a turnover. So both teams kind of swapping turnovers here, 3-2 in the early stages. As Bertrand trying to get their first lead of the ball game, has it on the baseline, pass is tipped, nearly stolen away, and now is stolen away, or is it? Can Otting Crandall get there? No, he can't. So Bertrand has it, and now it is stolen. Josh Taylor with the steal, and he missed the layup. So an opportunity, and then that rebound is taken out by Samuelson for Bertrand. They get it down low, shot up and good. On a little runner there was Dakota Fitzgerald. He's got his first 2 points of the night. And for the first time, Bertrand with a one-point lead here, 4-3. With it is Ludicky. Ludicky's pass in the backcourt, stolen away. Jake Samuelson comes up with it, and he'll lay it up and in. Jake Samuelson picks up that errant pass and is able to lay it up and in. So six straight points here for Bertrand. They lead it 6-3. Dribble on the right wing. Here is Zach Clark. Clark's entry pass is stolen away. So Loomis turns it over again. On the run is going to be Edgren. Edgren's pass tip coming up with it is Younger. Younger helps work it around to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will fire the three. It is no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And the basketball is going to belong here to Loomis. Checking in for the Wolves. Going to be number 40, A.J. Carlson. So Carlson will come in and Clark will be out here for Loomis. So slowly coming up here is going to be Josh Taylor. Taylor gave it away, now gets it back. They're looking to trap on the wings over there, and they'll kick it back out here for Taylor. He thought about that three. He stroked in that three-pointer to start the ball game. We've got 3 minutes in the books here, 6-3. Here's a three-pointer by Taylor in transition. That one is an air ball, and an offensive rebound. Bucket's good. Snagging the rebound, and then putting it up is Kelly Thorell as he makes the putback. And it's now 6-5. Pass down low. Going to be intercepted here by A.J. Carlson. So Bertrand will turn it over. And then Loomis will return the favor. Loose ball down low. As the pass was deflected, Jack Otting Crandall couldn't come up with it. And Bertrand has the basketball here. Samuelson will throw it into the corner. Back out here for Edgren. Edgren gets it at the elbow. Now the top of the key three by Samuelson, and Samuelson will hit the three. So Jake Samuelson strokes in that three-pointer, and it is now 9-5. 4 minutes gone, 4 minutes left here in the first quarter. Thinking about the three, now a little ball fake by Otting Crandall. He penetrated a little bit. Now he's going to kick it out for Taylor. As, again, that zone for Bertrand, and an entry pass on the inside, and that'll be another Loomis turnover. After getting the turnover, Edgren takes it on the baseline, finds a cutter, jumper by Younger. It's no good, and rebound to Loomis. So Loomis is able to get that rebound taken out by Otting Crandall, and now pass on the inside, shot will not fall. Rebounded by Fitzgerald. So Fitzgerald pulls down that rebound, and here comes Bertrand. They'll kick it in the corner. Back on the trail side is going to be Fitzgerald. Now they entered on the baseline. Ball fake. Here's Edgren. Edgren drives the baseline, and he is fouled. So Edgren is going to go to the free throw line. As he drove the baseline, hit on the arm on the way up, and the first foul of the ball game will go against Loomis's Kelly Thorell. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Edgren for Bertrand. And it is up, rolls around, and is no good. But he's got one more coming. For Loomis, checking in is Colin Rodenbaugh, as well as Levi Asp. Second free throw by Edgren on the way, and it is good. So 10-5, Bertrand with the lead over Loomis. Loomis gets it back out here for Taylor on the right side. Otting Crandall. Otting Crandall gets it at the elbow for A.J. Carlson. Back out for Taylor. Taylor gave it away. Has it on that left wing. He's going to throw it in the corner over there. There's Asp. He's going to fire the three. It's no good. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Samuelson. Samuelson gave it away, gets it back. It goes off of his toes, is able to track it down. That's pretty good hustle there. Dakota Fitzgerald works it around the perimeter. Edgren drives the baseline. Reverse layup is no good. And rebounded by Rodenbaugh. Rodenbaugh, nice pass on the inside. We got a bucket and a foul. What a great pass by Josh Taylor to get it inside to A.J. Carlson. And now Carlson's going to go to the line and try to finish off a three-point play. And the foul is going to be whistled on Cooper Grabenstein. And so Carlson will try to finish off the three-point play and cannot. It is no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. And it is going to be whistled on Auden Crandall, I believe, yeah. Auden Crandall whistled for his first foul of the ball game on the rebound. So 2.5 to go here, quarter number one, 10-7. Bertrand with the lead and the basketball. They're facing a little bit of a trap here as Taylor's trying to trap the ball as it's dribbled by Edgren. They kick it in the corner, long three by Fitzgerald. Can't get it to fall, but the offensive rebound and bucket by Edgren as he is able to make the putback after Bertrand missed the three-pointer. Right side, here's a three for Loomis. It is off the mark on that far side, but an offensive rebound falls in here for Colin Rodenbaugh. So Rodenbaugh makes the putback after Loomis missed their own three-pointer. Pass in the lane, and we're going to have a little reach here by Loomis. That foul is going to be on Levi Asp. They passed it down low as they were trying to get the ball inside for Edgren. And Edgren was fouled by Asp. That's three fouls now on Loomis. So the Wolves will just inbound it, work it around the perimeter. Fitzgerald will throw it in the corner for Younger. Skip pass, driving is Samuelson. He'll kick it on the baseline for Younger. And Younger will hit about a 12-foot jumper on that baseline and give Bertrand a 14-9 lead. Minute and a half to go here. Quarter number one. Running with the ball in the lane is Thorell. He'll kick it back around. Around the perimeter we go is Ludicky. We'll give it off on the right side for Zach Clark. Back inside for Thorell, and Thorell will hit a little floater in the lane. Good ball movement, just find a little seam, and scoring about 10 feet away is Thorell. And we're going to have a little reach whistle here on Thorell. Bit of a touch foul. But a foul on Kelly Thorell, and that is going to be his second. So he's got two. And to toss the ball in here is going to be Samuelson. Samuelson to toss it in and trying to get the steal. Just a shade behind it was Asp. Kicked out here for Samuelson. Samuelson in the lane, runs into traffic. Shot off glass, no good. Rebound taken out there by Asp. And we've got a foul. Whistled on Bertrand. Minute to go in the quarter. That's going to be now three fouls as a team against the Vikings. First personal foul on Jake Samuelson. So here comes Asp in the offensive zone. Gave it away, gets it back. We'll kick it on that right side here for Zach Clark. They enter it inside for Auden Crandall. They kick it out. Three-pointer for Loomis off the mark. And here comes Bertrand quickly with the dribble on the baseline is Edgren. Edgren misses the shot. And so they'll kick it right back out here for Asp. He thought about the three. And now in that corner, it will be Graydon Ludicky who shoots the three-pointer. It's no good, and it goes out of bounds. 22.6 to go here in the quarter. And checking in for Bertrand, number 33, Creighton Peterson, a 5'9 freshman. Taylor back in for Loomis, and they inbound it for Taylor. Taylor will give it top of the circle here for Ludicky. Skip pass, gives it back out here for Taylor. 16 to go, top of the circle. Ludicky's got it. Ludicky gave it away. Gets it in the lane. Penetration here by Auden Crandall, and Crandall will runner in the lane. So Auden Crandall gets the 2 points. 3 seconds to go here. Top of the key, three-pointer by Samuelson, bouncing around the rim, and it is no good. And that'll do it for one quarter of play. 14-13. Bertrand with a one-point lead over Loomis. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
14-13 after one quarter of play. We're back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth in Loomis, where Bertrand has a 14-13 lead, and the Wolves will have the basketball first to start the second quarter here. Josh Taylor bases that 2-3 zone as they kick it off on the left side here for Ludicky. Right corner, they'll get it in the hands of Zach Clark. Clark's got it, and he'll use it up. Give it out for Josh Taylor. He used up his dribble, and they'll give it now on the left side for Ludicky. Ludicky will enter it inside for Auden Crandall. Crandall, little runner in the lane, no good. Rebound, tracked down by Crandall or not. No, it's going to be off of his shoes and out of bounds. Hustling on that far side is going to be Dakota Fitzgerald, who was able to get the rebound here for Bertrand in a sense because he was able to throw it off the foot of Auden Crandall. That little runner in the lane there, kind of a half hook shot by Auden Crandall, a pretty good-looking shot. And now stepping up, making the steal is Graydon Ludicky for Loomis. So he'll be able to come up with the steal, and he'll bring it in the offensive zone. He lobs it on that left side for Zach Clark. And on the penetration on the baseline is Taylor. Taylor, little floater, good. Josh Taylor kind of putting that head down, trying to dribble to some space, and essentially a fadeaway jumper there. And he made that play all by himself to give Loomis now a 15-14 lead. Minute into the second quarter, as it's going to be Samuelson passing around here for Bertrand. On the run, and we've got contact. And heading to the free throw line is going to be Robert Edgren, and the official sells it a little bit because that was close, but Edgren drew the body contact, and that is going to be a foul whistled on Colin Rodenbaugh. So Rodenbaugh going to be whistled for the foul, and to the free throw line is going to be Edgren. So Edgren will try to finish off the three-point play, and he can't. Offensive rebound and then a hold. Getting the rebound was Tyrell Younger as he got the rebound. And then the foul is going to be given to Rodenbaugh. That's going to be two quick fouls. Inbounded now for Younger, and Younger missed the shot, and we've got a foul. And the officials are conferring here a little bit. They're going to call a foul here on Loomis on the rebound. And the Loomis coaching staff asking for an explanation. The Loomis player committing the foul was Zach Clark. And to the free throw line here is going to be Creighton Peterson, as that's now seven fouls. So Peterson will go to the line, and his free throw is no good. So he missed the front end of the one-and-one. The ball is loose, and that's going to be a turnover. Pressure on, and Auden Crandall just turned the ball over. So Bertrand will toss the ball in, and they give it off on the left side here for Dakota Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald has it stolen away. Zach Clark is able to make the steal. And now the kick at left side. Here's a long three by Ludicky as Ludicky misses the three, but an offensive rebound. And again, another missed shot over there for Loomis as that long rebound went out for Zach Clark, and he wasn't able to put that one back in. So here's Fitzgerald, gives it in the lane, driving. The penetration no good for Edgren, and the offensive rebound won't fall for Younger as Younger misses the putback. And now with it is going to be Loomis. Loomis gets it inside, driving. That's a hard run there by Jack Auden Crandall. And Auden Crandall hit on the arm as he went in. Auden Crandall really bringing the lunch pail today as he's working hard, got the rebound on one end of the court, and was able to drive down to the other, and now we've got a timeout. 5:55 to go here before halftime. 16-15, Bertrand with the lead. We've got timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with him. We're back right after this.
When the First State Bank of Loomis first opened their doors in 1886, Nebraska was young, vibrant, and bursting with possibilities. A lot has changed since then, but the First State Bank of Loomis is still moving Nebraska forward by tapping into our state's best natural resource, its people. While our founders could never have imagined our network of ATMs, mobile banking, or cybersecurity, they would be proud of the personal touch we still take with every account and with every loan. The First State Bank of Loomis, with branches in Alma and Bertrand, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Loomis as they've got a 16 to 15 lead here for Bertrand. And Bertrand just not liking the pace of what was going on. They call the timeout. As both teams right now just being a little bit ragged, but that's because of the pressure that both teams have been able to put on. And so to the free throw line for the Wolves, going to be Jack Auden Crandall as Crandall now will go to the free throw line. He will have a couple of shots, makes the first. Ties it at 16, 6:55 to go here. Timeout a moment ago brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Second free throw, no good. And an offensive rebound in the corner. Coming up with it is Thorell. Quick jumper, no good. Ball's on the ground. Crandall's got it. Crandall will drive in. His shot is no good. Another rebound taken out of there, this time by Ludicky. Quick jumper on that far side. And another miss. Loomis right now just can't buy a bucket. Finally rebounding out of there is going to be Edgren, as Edgren pulls down that rebound. And now the kick on the left side. Jumper's up and good by Grabenstein. Grabenstein then hits that three-pointer. So that's a big hit there to give a three-point lead here to Bertrand. Entry pass, stolen away by Younger. Nope, he ran out of room. He made the catch in there, but then he just kind of ran out of room. Stepped on the baseline. So on that baseline, Loomis is going to inbound it. They're down by 3, 16-19, and they get it in for Auden Crandall, and his three-pointer is no good. Rebound taken out there by Fitzgerald, and Dakota Fitzgerald gave it away, now gets it back, throws it in the corner, and around the perimeter we go. A little ball fake penetration here by Edgren. Edgren is able to get it inside for Younger. Younger's shot is off the mark, and they get it inside, and we're going to have a little block. Driving is going to be Samuelson, and so that is going to be a foul, and Samuelson now will go to the free throw line as he's going to have a one and one. The foul was whistled on Auden Crandall, and that is going to be his second. So the front end is missed. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's last touched by Loomis. A.J. Carlson couldn't come down with it because of pressure put on by Tyrell Younger. So that'll be a team rebound. Inbounded here for Grabenstein. I'll get it out here for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald drive to the basket, and he'll score. Nice little scoop there by Dakota Fitzgerald, and a five-point lead for Bertrand. They scored the last 5 points here as we were tied at 1 point, 16-16. Pass back out, wanting the ball with Taylor, but he didn't get a very good pass, and now a steal. Stolen away by Samuelson. Samuelson's going to drive all the way in and lay it up. Bucket's good here for Bertrand. They've scored the last 7 points. On the dribble here is Auden Crandall. He's just going to flip it back around the perimeter. Now with the basketball is Taylor. Taylor enters it in. Little flip. No good here by Thorell. And we've got the ball going out of bounds. Last touched by Loomis. So it will be Bertrand basketball here. 4:05 to go. Bertrand leads it 23-16. Pass up ahead to Edgren. Edgren gets at the elbow for Younger. Back around the perimeter we go. With it here is Edgren in the lane. They kick it right back out. Penetration by Samuelson. Kicks it out. The three-pointer by Edgren will not fall. And coming out with the rebound here is going to be A.J. Carlson. So Carlson pulls down the rebound. And here comes Loomis. They get it on that right side for Carlson, and Carlson's going to stroke in the jumper. Little penetration there by Taylor, and he's able to kick it out for Carlson for the bucket. Cuts the lead down to five after seven straight points by Bertrand. Gravenstein will work it off here for Younger. Younger, skip pass. Here's Fitzgerald for three. Off the glass and no good. And rebounded out there by Loomis. The rebound by Rodenbaugh. And now the ball is knocked out of bounds. Trying to make the steal is Samuelson. Couldn't quite get his paws on it. And it still will be Loomis basketball. 3:09 to go here before halftime. And it's 25-18 with 3:09 to go in the second quarter. Loomis down by five has the basketball. Levi Asp came in a little bit ago. He got that inbounds. He'll give it for Ludicky. Back out for Taylor. Taylor gets it at the elbow for Auden Crandall, who kicks it out. Long jumper by A.J. Carlson. That's no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Edgren. So Robert Edgren has it, kicks it out, and Bertrand just turned it over. They gave it back on a trail there, and Jake Samuelson had a little trouble with his footing. So 2:46 to go here. A.J. Carlson gives it between the circles for Asp. Asp pass, knocked loose. Asp is able to come up with it. Now just dumps it on the baseline, and Josh Taylor, a good look at it for Loomis. He missed the shot, and the ball, we've got a whistle over there, and that's going to be a push on the rebound against Bertrand. And that will go on Dakota Fitzgerald, and that is going to be his second. So he's whistled for the foul. And Loomis is able to inbound it without much difficulty. They get it to Ludicky. Ludicky gave it away, now gets it back. Top of the circle, Asp has it. He's going to fire a three, kind of a fadeaway. It's no good, and a foul on the rebound. Younger was able to pull down the rebound after that missed three-pointer. Yeah, but there was a push in there as well. That will go on Kelly Thorell, and that is going to be the third on Thorell. So we'll stem to the free throw line, and we'll have a one-and-one coming up here for Tyrell Younger. And he misses the front end of the one-and-one. And the rebound by A.J. Carlson. So Carlson snags the rebound, and on the trail, they'll give it to Asp. Asp thought about the three. He'll give it to Ludicky. He'll shoot a three, back of the iron, and no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Edgren. So Edgren, he'd dribble all the way down, and he'll miss the shot. Rebound out of there by Ludicky as Ludicky pulls down the rebound, and we've got a timeout by Loomis. Pressure put on by Bertrand, and so the Wolves feel compelled to call the timeout to maintain the possession. They trail it 23-18 with a minute 56 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this 30-second timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Loomis High School, the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. As that timeout, kind of forced by that defense by Bertrand, they lead it 23-18, minute 45 to go here. Lob pass goes through the hands of one of the Loomis players. That'll be a Loomis turnover. And on the baseline drive is going to be Samuelson. Samuelson shot's no good. Offensive rebound. Samuelson gets another rebound, but that one's going to be tied up. The original rebound was by Robert Edgren after the miss there. And possession arrow pointing to Bertrand, so they're going to get a team rebound here as they'll lob the ball in for Jared Kugler, checked in for the first time tonight. He'll give it off for Edgren. Top of the key, penetration here by Grabenstein. He's going to give it inside for Younger, who drives the baseline. Shot's no good. Ball's out of bounds off the leg of Levi Asp after the Bertrand miss. And that'll be a Tran basketball. As they get it, driving the baseline is going to be Samuelson. Samuelson, he's missing the two, and the rebound is taken out of there by Jack Otting Crandall. So Crandall is able to pull down that rebound. And now the basketball is in the hands of Josh Taylor in the offensive zone. They get it on the baseline for Rodenbaugh, and Rodenbaugh posting up as the 6'4 sophomore makes a real nice play there, and Rodenbaugh is able to get the bucket. In transition, they forgot about Robert Edgren, and Edgren is able to lay it up and in here for Bertrand. Now push that lead back out to five with 45 seconds to go, and riding the dribbler is going to be Jake Samuelson, and that's going to be a foul, kind of illegal hands or maybe a hold there, whistled against Bertrand. That's only the fifth team foul against the Vikings. So Loomis will inbound it and bring it slowly across the timeline. Josh Taylor gave it away, now gets it back. Trying to pick him up there is Samuelson. They get it at the elbow, a little fadeaway here by Carlson, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by Bertrand. I think it was Edgren who came down with that rebound. He gave it away momentarily and brings it in the offensive zone. He'll get the basketball to Samuelson. Back out for Edgren, and Edgren was held. He had two hands on him by Josh Taylor. And so that's clearly a hold. And that's now 10 team fouls with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Edgren. 25-20, Bertrand with a five-point lead, and the free throw will add to it as Robert Edgren hits the first of two. For Loomis, Graydon Ludeke checks in, and for Bertrand, Creighton Peterson. 26-20 with 20 seconds to go here before halftime and the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Second free throw is up and good. So I'll make it a 27-20 lead here. I only gave him credit for one of those up there. I think they're a point behind on the scoreboard. Ludeke has it, and he'll throw it between the circles here for Taylor. 6 seconds left. Left side, here's a three-pointer for Ludeke. Back of the iron and no good. And that'll do it as they throw it the length of the court. And it's well off the mark. And the custodian here, Loomis Chuck, pretty popular guy, makes a nice little run to catch the ball so it doesn't go into a mass of young cheerleader candidates here at Loomis High School. We are at halftime. The score on the scoreboard says 26-20. Loomis with the lead over Bertrand has a six-point advantage here for the Bertrand boys. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk a little girls basketball. We'll talk with Bertrand head coach Brent Streeter after his team's win today. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
And welcome back here to Loomis High School as at halftime, Bertrand with a 27-20 win, a lead here at halftime of our boys game. Earlier today, Bertrand picks up the win 53-27, and kind enough to talk to us about that is Brent Streeter, the head girls basketball coach at Bertrand. And coach, you have to be pretty happy. Only one loss on the season, and you kind of mentioned didn't play real well against Axtell, but overall a pretty darn good start.
Yeah, girls are really playing hard. They're excited. Our effort's been there. We need to pick up our shooting percentage basically from the perimeter. We're getting some good buckets inside, and we work our offense pretty well. But our guards, we got good shooters. They just haven't found their stroke yet.
And again, that defense tonight, anyway, it's kind of really kind of the strength of your team. It just seemed like you never really allowed Loomis to get very comfortable at all in this game so far.
Right. Really credit the girls. We've just every year been working toward that, to committing. Organization's always been good, but they just haven't sold out to that final commitment. And this year we're getting them to do it. And we're getting some transition buckets, which is something we haven't done in the past.
Well, and again, that it, just a lot of steals, a lot of buckets, like you kind of said, in transition. So it kind of allows you to use a fair amount of athleticism. You saw that athleticism in volleyball as well. So it, basketball coaches love it when volleyball teams are good because that means you got some pretty good athletes.
Right. That's kind of a catch-22 because it's a basketball uses all the skills and a lot of pass and catch. And so we've had to work on our hands. Our girls have come a long ways in just the simple passing and catching of the game. We're getting more loose balls and also grabbing more boards that are tipped around. So we're out rebounding our opponents, and that's nice.
Talk with Brent Streeter, the head boys, the head girls basketball coach during the boys game as Bertrand in boys basketball leads at 27-20 here at halftime. The girls won earlier tonight comfortably 53-27. And Coach, you kind of mentioned some effort out there and that hustle, and Jaden High certainly is a player that is able to do that for you. I had her with 11 points, you know, a handful of rebounds as well. The ball somehow finds its way into her hands, mostly because she goes out and gets it.
You bet. Jaden High is our floor leader. She's our point guard, but she's a strong lady, young girl, and pitch crashes the boards hard. She cuts the middle. She gets a lot of her points in heavy traffic for being a point guard because she's so strong. So once she starts finding her perimeter game, she's going to be a hard guard.
Well, I think she kind of already is because, again, she makes a lot of her own shots because I think rebounding is one of the better things that she's able to do. And a lot of times those offensive rebounds, she's got a pretty good look at the basket.
She's a baller. She has great anticipation skills, and that's what helps her out. She gets herself in position. She can read where the ball is coming off. And then she's a good cutter, too, from the perimeter to, you know, to the open spot. So she helps herself out a lot, and we love to see it.
Well, you only took 4 3-pointers on the night. Is that by design, or is that just kind of what was out there? Are you a team that you really kind of want to work the ball inside, or was it the 3 points just not really part of your game tonight?
You know, the 3-point shot hasn't been part of our game. We don't emphasize it enough for one thing. We have to put a more emphasis on it in practice because it's a huge part of basketball right now. Our goal will always be to work it from inside out.
Yeah.
But we got to have somebody on the kickout to consistently knock that down. We're just going to be fighting the same thing we do year in, year out. Come tournament time, people just packing the zone so tight, and then we don't have confidence to shoot it. So we really got to start working that early.
And like you said, a lot of that is going to be if you can get it on the inside. To get the ball on the inside, you need to do it in the pass. And obviously you can do it on the dribble as well. Who do you kind of see as somebody that might be able to maybe you want to push them a little bit to try to penetrate a little bit more and either score in the paint themselves or dish it out?
Well, that's a great point. We handled that. Biggest thing we talked about at halftime was that on the skip pass, sometimes our guard had 10, 15 feet, and we caught it and held it. And to catch it, penetrate, and then have somebody set up on the kick out. One of our biggest things we're fighting is our girls really don't understand when they're open before they're open. So they catch it. Then it's a stare down. So we really don't catch and shoot in rhythm very well because we're trying to run too much offense. They need to understand that when the ball's coming, it's catch and shoot. And it'll help them out.
Yeah, while they're out of position. And then when they collapse, somebody's going to be even more open after that next pass.
You bet. Need to emphasize that.
Yeah. Where do you go from here? Obviously, you got a couple of games before the Christmas break kind of rolls around. Are you worried about those wins and losses this time of year? Because you got a late start because of volleyball.
Right. Do you
really worry about that, or is it still trying to just develop your game right now?
Right now, we are really kind of we're behind schedule in practice, but we're ahead of where we've been in the years past because we're so experienced. So we really want to emphasize wins and losses now because our girls really, really need to gain some confidence on the win-loss record because they haven't had that. And so we want to get ahead of that and really feed them full of confidence. We have one more game for this Christmas break, so hopefully go over to Eustace Farnham and have a really good game there and get some practice in the tournament and prepare for the second half of the season.
Where do you see the conference race for you?
You know what? That's really going to be tight. It's kind of ironic. Last year we finished with 11 wins, but we beat the two teams that were in the conference championship last year, two of our wins. So hopefully we can compete with those teams in the tournament rather than just in the regular season. So we're going to become a better tournament team and hopefully make a run at that. Right now, we're confident where we're at. Southern Valley is always going to be
right.
in the run for that.
Yep.
Dundee County is going to be really, really tough to beat this year. Arapahoe is always a scrappy team. So you know, we're going to have a big challenge in front of us, but hopefully we can advance.
And there's a pretty good gap in terms of enrollment in teams in that conference, too, so you always get pushed. I mean, just being a D2 team, a lot of times you play some C1 teams, C2 teams.
You bet.
And that really, by the time your district tournament rolls around, you're pretty well tested.
We hope our season by the time districts gets there, because you're right. Most of our schedule is D1 and C2, and if we can compete with those teams and like I said, we're really just trying to push the confidence level of our girls. Our teams in girls basketball, Bertrand, hasn't had a huge amount of success here for quite a few years, and we just need to get over that hump.
Hey, Brent, appreciate the time.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
All right. Brent Streeter, the head girls basketball coach at Bertrand, as the Lady Vikings pick up a 53-27 win, and the boys are leading at halftime here, 27-20 over Loomis. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with more of our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Quick break. We'll take a look at the numbers of the halftime of the boys' game when we come back right after this.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here. Let's check our halftime numbers real quick for Loomis. Leading the way in terms of points is Josh Taylor. He's got 5. Kelly Thorell with 4. A.J. Carlson, 4. Colin Rodenbaugh with 4. Jack Otting Crandall with 3 points here in the first half. And checking the numbers here real quick for the Bertrand boys and leading the way for them point-wise, as I total everything up here, is 9 points for Robert Edgren. So Edgren's got 9, but also Jake Samuelson also with 9 points here at intermission. Tyrell Younger with 2. Dakota Fitzgerald's got 4. 3 points for Cooper Grabenstein. And again, at halftime, it is 27-20, the lead in favor of Bertrand. But Loomis will have the basketball first to start the second half here. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Turnover, pass up ahead, layup up and good for Bertrand. Tyrell Younger was able to cash in on that turnover, and now Younger will get the bucket and the foul. As, again, a little bit of a sloppy pass for Loomis, and it's going to get an opportunity here for the Vikings to push out a 10-point lead. The foul, by the way, was whistled on Zach Clark, and that is going to be Clark's second. Free throw's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. As he missed the first of two, and the foul on the rebound is going to be whistled. That's kind of a big foul here on Loomis, as that is going to go against Kelly Thorell, and that is going to be Kelly Thorell's fourth foul. So here comes Loomis, and driving up, shot no good, rebounded by Terrell Younger, as Younger pulls down that rebound, and they'll bring in the offensive zone. They kick it left side for Fitzgerald, back out here for Samuelson. Samuelson, pass inside to Younger, and Younger's going to lay it up and in. Couple of nice passes, and Bertrand now has an 11-point lead. A quick little 4-0 run out to start things off here in the third quarter. Pushes lead up to double digits, their largest lead of the game. Clark's got it, puts it at the elbow for Otting Crandall. Otting Crandall's jumper is no good. Offensive rebound, up and good. Checking in a little bit ago, and then getting that made putback is Colin Rodenbaugh. And Rodenbaugh with a big bucket behind the back pass. And nearly turned over, but Bertrand's able to track it down. Robert Engrid has it, throws it down low, is able to get it out for Tyrell Younger. Kick out, and a three-pointer's up and good. They kicked it out for Edgren, and Edgren strokes in the three-pointer. And right now, Bertrand is feeling their oats. They're up by a dozen. Kick left side, long three-pointer for Loomis. No good, but the rebound ripped out of there by Clark as Clark's able to pull down the rebound but then missed the putback after Loomis missed that three-pointer. So Bertrand snags down the rebound. It was Younger that was able to come up with it. His long outlet pass is stolen away. Here's Taylor with the steal, and he has his pocket pick. Jake Samuelson is able to come up with the steal. And we've got a foul on the way to the basket. Nope, they're going to say it hit the stand there. A little floater by Edgren. He couldn't get that one to fall. And it was a little bit too high, kind of a little scooping shot there. And they're going to say it hit one of the stands above the basket on that scoop. So Taylor will bring in the offensive zone here for Bertrand, for Loomis. And the Wolves need a bucket here. Clark, he's going to fire a three. It is an air ball. And rebounded by Grabenstein. So Grabenstein pulls down the rebound. They get it in the lane for Samuelson. Samuelson jumper is no good. Great job by Crandall to tip it around and pull down that rebound. He didn't actually get the rebound. On the run with it is Taylor after getting the rebound. He's going to lay it up and in. The tip on and Crandall got the ball to Josh Taylor, and Taylor was able to weave through the traffic and lay it up and in. And Loomis needed a bucket here. They trail it now 34-24. Fitzgerald, entry pass on the inside, nearly stolen away, and Auden Crandall trying to get his hands on the basketball, just committed a foul. Kind of a hurried pace here as neither team really taking great care of the ball. For Loomis, Levi Asp and A.J. Carlson going to check into the game as Clark and Auden Crandall are going to come out. Inbounded for Younger. Younger helps kick it out here for Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald will hit a three. Dakota Fitzgerald strokes in the three-pointer, and the lead is 13 for Bertrand. 5 minutes to go here, third quarter. Ball faked by Levi Asp. Asp doesn't want to shoot over the top of Grabenstein, so they'll work it back around, and an outlet pass stolen by Younger. Younger with the steal, Younger with the layup, can't get it to fall as he missed the shot, but then is able to get the putback in. Took a little bit of work, but he was able to fight for that basketball and come up with it and get the bucket. So a 15-point lead here for Bertrand. And Loomis needs something positive to happen. Ludicky playing a little catch with Taylor. Ludicky has it. He's going to step into a long three and hit nothing but net. Graydon Ludicky with a big bucket here for Loomis to kind of keep them within striking distance. They're down by a dozen. With the dribble is going to be Samuelson on that baseline. They get it at the elbow for Younger, and in the lane we've got a foul. They got it inside for Cooper Grabenstein, and Grabenstein's going to go to the line, and he's going to have two free throws. And the foul is going to be on Ludicky. That is going to be his first. So Grabenstein with two free throws, and he hits the first one. 40-27. At halftime, it was 27-20. Free throw, no good. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Samuelson. So Samuelson is able to pull down that that rebound. And here come the Vikings. They're trying to make something happen. They pass it over in that right wing. And Grabenstein's pass is going to be knocked out of bounds. Pretty good hustle there by Josh Taylor. And we've got a timeout with 3:57 to go here in the third quarter. A full timeout being taken by Bertrand. They lead it by 13. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
And welcome back here to Loomis, where right now a 13-point lead for Bertrand. They lead it 40-27. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. And Bertrand will have the basketball. They get it at the elbow to Younger, who kicks it out for a three here for Samuelson. Samuelson missed the three but got the rebound, and he is fouled driving back in. Long rebound went right back to the shooter. And then driving in is going to be Samuelson. And now Samuelson will go to the free throw line for a couple of shots as he was held by Ludicky. First free throw is on the way and good for Jake Samuelson. So Samuelson now has 10 points on the night. His second free throw rolls around and is good. Edgren with the dozen here for Bertrand, 11 for Samuelson. Leading scorer is Taylor for Loomis with 7. And he's got his hands on the basketball now, is going to fire a three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound tipped, and coming out of there with it is going to be Bertrand. Snagging the bound there is Samuelson, and a long outlet pass is knocked out of bounds. But it's going to be Bertrand basketball still, as Edgren will toss the ball in, gets the ball right back. He gets the top of the circle here for Samuelson, and Samuelson, a little air ball, and trying to save it there is Younger and can't. So Samuelson a little bit ago, fighting hard, getting that rebound, but Bertrand couldn't get any points out of it, and Loomis needs a bucket here. They're down by 15. They had it down to 7, and then a quick little start here to the third quarter for Bertrand, and this one's almost out of hand, almost. At the elbow with it is Auden Crandall. He drives in hard, gets the bucket and a foul. What a great drive by Jake Auden Crandall. He got the ball in the lane and was able to drive hard in there, and the foul is whistled on Fitzgerald, and that is going to be his third foul. So Auden Crandall tried to finish off the three-point play, and his shot is a little bit short, and so he's not able to finish off the three-point play. Rebound by Bertrand. They put up a quick little jumper on that baseline, and we got a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be a hold on Ludicky. So Edgren's going to go to the free throw line. And he's been pretty successful from there so far here in the game. His free throw in and out, no good. I jinxed him. He was driving, and so he misses the first of two. After Ludicky's whistle for his third personal foul. Edgren's second free throw is on the way, and that one hits nothing but net. 43-29, inside of 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Loomis down, has the basketball. Taylor will work it back around perimeter, gets it back, thought about three, top of the key. He'll give it left side for Ludicky, and Ludicky hits the three-pointer. Graydon Ludicky, that's a nice big three there. And we'll see what Loomis can do here defensively. On the drive here is going to be Edgren. Edgren, it's shut off there nicely by Asp, and now getting the ball back and driving is Edgren. Edgren missed the shot, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And again, they do a nice job, does Bertrand, working the ball in and then kicking the ball back out on the rebound. The foul is whistled on Bertrand's Robert Edgren. And that is going to be just his first. So Taylor will bring in the offensive zone. Pass tip, but Taylor is able to get it back. He gets it to the free throw line for Auden Crandall. But Auden Crandall, another drive in the lane and another bucket. And Auden Crandall, that's just really, really good work for him as he's got 7 in the game. Three-pointer on the left side here for Grabenstein. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there for Loomis by A.J. Carlson. But then Loomis turns the ball over. So Loomis with the turnover, and we've got a foul on the drive. And again, penetration leading to another opportunity here for Bertrand. Because stepping to the line is going to be Edgren. As Edgren will have 2 free throws after the foul is whistled on Levi Asp. So two free throws for Edgren, and the first one rolls around and is no good. Well, Bertrand as a team, now 7 of 16 from the free throw line. So they're kind of leaving a few points out there. Edgren, toe on the line, free throw is up and good. So he misses the first, makes the second. And it's a 10-point lead once again here for Bertrand. And they lead it 44-40. And allows the Vikings the opportunity to put a little pressure on. Loomis handles it well. Zach Clark dribbles it down to the baseline. Pass knocked down. And he's able to track it back down. Auden Crandall will drive. He's going to dish. Ludicky is going to fire a three up high. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by whom? And it's going to belong to Loomis. Well, they get a little bit of a break here as Fitzgerald and Younger kind of end up fighting for the ball, and neither one of them could come up with it. Going to be inbounded here to the Wolves, and then a little trouble is Ludicky. Ludicky gave it away, gets it back. They're looking on the inside here for Rodenbaugh. Can't get it into him, and now they get it to Auden Crandall. Auden Crandall dribbles to the baseline, jumper no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Ludicky. Ludicky snags the bound, and they'll get the ball back out here for Clark. Clark jumper won't fall, and another offensive rebound. That one's good. Colin Rodenbaugh makes the putback as he gets the offensive rebound, and in transition, we've got a charge call. Loomis driving, but Auden Crandall is there. Excuse me, Bertrand charging, but Auden Crandall is there for the charge call as Jake Samuelson commits the foul. And give credit to Auden Crandall for getting down court so quickly to get in that position. Auden Crandall passed right at his shoe tops, still was able to fight and get the ball back. Nice hands there by Auden Crandall, and he'll just throw it top of the circle here for Josh Taylor. Inside here for Rodenbaugh. Rodenbaugh's jumper no good. Younger is able to pull down the rebound. And here comes Bertrand. In transition, Edgren now, they're in the half-court set. Pass intercepted. Bad pass, and Taylor can't come up with it, and an intentional foul is going to be called on Robert Edgren. Edgren committed the foul, so there wouldn't be a layup. So that's going to be an intentional foul. Not a dirty foul by any stretch. The official's doing a great job calling that intentional foul. So Taylor, who made the steal, now is going to go to the free throw line and have a couple of free throws after the intentional foul is whistled on Edgren, his second. And the free throw is no good for Taylor. So he misses the first and makes the second. And with the intentional foul, it'll be Loomis basketball on the far side over there. 23.8 to go. 7-point ball game. And again, if Loomis can score here, they can actually win the quarter. They were in trouble. They were down by, I think, 13 at one point. Between the circles, Taylor has it. In the lane, a little hook shot. And flipping up there is Zach Clark. Can't get it. And we've got a foul after Auden Crandall came down with the rebound. He missed the putback after the missed two-pointer as well. But then he is fouled by Edgren. Nope, not Edgren. They gave it to Jared Kugler instead. So Auden Crandall is going to go to the free throw line and have a couple of shots. So he's got two, and the first one rolls around and no good. Score remains 44-37 with 7.8 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw is up and good. So 6-point ball game, 4 seconds to go. On the dribble here, Samuelson. Samuelson, three-pointer at the buzzer, tipped out of there after the miss. And that will do it for three quarters. And we've got us a ball game once again. 44-38, Bertrand with a 6-point lead. But Loomis is able to scrap their way back in this one. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
The First State Bank and Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank and Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank and Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank and Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, seven fouls whistled on Loomis so far here in the second half, five for Bertrand. And Bertrand will have the basketball first to start the fourth quarter here. They lead it 44-38. With the basketball here is Edgren. Edgren gets it inside, driving that backdoor cut. Dakota Fitzgerald, he's going to lay it up and in, and he's fouled. Great set play after the change of the quarter here. And the foul is going to be whistled on Ludicky. And for Ludicky, that is going to be his fourth personal foul. The free throw up and good for Fitzgerald. So Fitzgerald is able to, they wanted to make a substitution here. They almost let him inbound it. Fitzgerald is able to finish off the three-point play. And now make for a 47-38 lead. So Bertrand again back on defense, and Loomis again needing a bucket here. Taylor will give it off on the left side for Asp. He gets it at the elbow here for Auden Crandall, who kicks in the corner for Colin Rodenbaugh. Back around the perimeter, they give it for Carlson. Carlson's going to skip it out here for Asp. Asp between the circles here for Taylor. They get it in the lane for Auden Crandall. Auden Crandall's jumper is no good, and getting the rebound is Dakota Fitzgerald, and that's a pretty good hustle play there by Fitzgerald. Edrin's going to skip it out here in the half-court offense. Pass on the inside is a bad one, but Loomis couldn't make the steal. Bertrand fortunate to hold on to possession here after the ball goes down the hallway to the open door. Bertrand is going to inbound it on their own baseline and get everybody moving. And now there's not enough movement, but they're able to get the ball in. They get it to Fitzgerald in the corner. Right back out here for Samuelson. And Samuelson trying to throw it inside, turn it over. And the ball goes out of bounds again. Loomis had the ball slapped away off the legs of one of their players and out of bounds. So Bertrand's able to get it back. And the Vikings will pass it around the perimeter. Right wing, they'll get it off for Edgren. Edgren on that right side behind the three-point arc. Looking for Fitzgerald. Gives it to Fitzgerald. And then they get it on that baseline. Quick little jumper. Long deuce. Up and good for Robert Edgren. So Edgren with 2 points more here. He's got 16 in the game. 11 for Samuelson. Fitzgerald has 10. Sloppy pass, and it's stolen away. Coming up with it is Younger. Younger's going to lay it up on the rim, and it's in. It bounced on that rim for forever. And that was a pretty good team steal by Bertrand, and now Loomis is going to call timeout. Again, Bertrand pushes that lead back out to 13, 51-38 with 6:26 to go here. Timeout Loomis, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
6:26 to go here, fourth quarter. Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. We're on the road here in Loomis, where the Wolves right now with a 51 to 38 lead. And again, when we were at the end of the third quarter, it was a 6-point ball game. But again, just like the beginning of the third quarter, Bertrand comes out with a little bit of run here to start the quarter off. And again, Bertrand, 9 of 18 shooting free throws. 3 of 8 is Loomis. And Loomis losing the ball, but tracking it down is going to be Auden Crandall. Crandall gets it back. He'll shoot from the elbow. Jumper rolls around. Wow, what a great touch by Jack Auden Crandall as he gets two more. Nice little post move there as he hit that one from the low block. Samuelson, long pass up to him, lost the ball. And Bertrand is going to turn the ball over. Tracking down that loose ball over there is going to be Kelly Thorell. Off of the screen on the dribble here is Taylor. Taylor tries to throw it down low, and calling Rodenbaugh just didn't see that one coming, and Loomis turned the ball over. So we do swap turnovers here. And unofficially, 12 turnovers for Loomis, 11 for Bertrand. On the run here, Edgren drives all the way in, and another charge. Stepping in and collecting the charge and rubbing the back of his head is Kelly Thoreau. As again, another charge whistled against Robert Edgren. And for Edgren, that's his third personal foul. The inbounds pass is stolen away. Coming up with it to Samuelson, and Samuelson will lay it up and in. Samuelson making the steal, and then he's able to lay it up and in after that charge call. On the dribble here, Auden Crandall. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Big bucket there. Push that lead back to 13 in the lane. Turnaround jumper no good for Rodenbaugh. Auden Crandall is able to pull down that rebound. And, well, then he turned the ball over. On the run, Bertrand. Shot by Samuelson, no good after he made the steal, and now we got a foul on the other end. And that now is going to be seven fouls, I believe, against Bertrand. Fourth personal foul that's whistled on Jake Samuelson. As he was trying to get to that loose ball and essentially went over the back. Graydon Ludeke is going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-and-1. And it is good. So that'll earn him the bonus. Makes it 53-41. Ludeke's second free throw is on the way, up and good. So he makes both ends of the 1-and-1. And there's 5:11 to go in the ball game. Full court pressure here by Loomis. On the dribble is Edgren. And coming up with the ball is Auden Crandall. Auden Crandall with the steal here. And the half court set for Loomis. An opportunity as they work it around the perimeter. Kelly Thoreau kicks in the corner. There's the three. No good. Auden Crandall with the rebound. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Free throw. No good. From the free throw line, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Dakota Fitzgerald. So Fitzgerald with the rebound. And now slowing things down is going to be Bertrand. Jake Samuelson throws it through the lane. It goes out of bounds, but last touch by a Wolf. The Wolves aren't able to get their hands on it, and Bertrand will maintain possession, and we got a timeout here for the Vikings. 4:35 to go, fourth quarter, 53-42. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. With 4:35 left, we'll take a break. We're back right after this.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Brand new 2014 Ford F-250 Crew Cab 4x4, a Lariat with a 6.7 Power Stroke diesel. Has trailer tow and navigation. Ask about manufacturers, rebates, and factory bonus cash. Or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best at Crossroads Ford.
Well, we got a little bit over 4.5 minutes to go here as we're back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth in Loomis. Bertrand right now trying to throw that knockout punch. They already lead by 11. They inbound the ball here for Samuelson. Samuelson gets it to Grabenstein, and we're going to have a kick as Grabenstein was trying to get it inside for Terrell Younger. And the kick by Loomis, so Bertrand will have to reset it again. They get it in for Samuelson, and he'll skip it on that far side. And a little ball fake over there by Edgren. Back around the perimeter we go. Edgren's got it. Edgren will dribble to the baseline, finds an open area, and hits the shot. Robert Edgren just kind of dribble into an open area and hits that baseline jumper, and now he'll high-five Dakota Fitzgerald as they get back on defense. Driving the baseline, a little scoop shot, no good here for Kelly Thoreau, and that rebound is taken out by Edgren. So Edgren snags the rebound. He's got the ball in his hands. They get it at the elbow. Now on the baseline, a little drive, a little jumper, no good for Samuelson. Samuelson missed the shot, and pulling down that rebound is going to be A.J. Carlson. So Carlson pulls down the bound, and now they get the ball in the hands of Auden Crandall. His pass is tipped, and that'll be a turnover. So Loomis turns the ball over. As coming up with a loose ball was Fitzgerald. He'll give it for Edgren, who brings it across the timeline for Bertrand. Bounce pass right wing. Samuelson skips it across, and that'll be a Bertrand turnover. On the run here is going to be Ludeke. Ludeke, nice pass inside for Josh Taylor, and Taylor is going to lay that one up and in. And then another steal as Taylor comes up with the errant pass. Now he's going to fire a three off the mark. Offensive rebound. Shot good for Jack Auden Crandall as he's able to make the putback after that missed three-pointer earlier. So now that lead down to nine, and in transition, baseline jumper for Bertrand, and Cooper Grabenstein will stop the bleeding a little bit by hitting the bucket. So now Loomis, it seems like they have to work a little bit harder for their buckets. They just turned it over. Terrell Younger was able to tap the ball and pin it to the leg of Josh Taylor, and Taylor just had a dickens of a time getting rid of it, and Loomis will turn it over. Hate to pin that one on Taylor because that's just a pretty good defensive play by Younger. So Edgren will bring in the offensive zone, a half-court set here for the Vikings. They get it at the elbow, kick it out. Here's Samuelson for three, and he hits the three. Timeout, Vikings. They lead it by 14 now with 2:36 to go. Timeout on the court. A 60-46 lead with 2:36 to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
And welcome back here to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth in Loomis, 60-46. A comfortable lead right now for Bertrand. And again, still coaching things up is Craig Newcomb. After that made three, it allows him to kind of make sure everybody understands what they want to do. And Bertrand is just going to drop back in their half-court defense here. And I think they're probably going to force Loomis to try to shoot over the top of a zone, if I had to guess here. Because they are 3 of 19 from behind the arc is Loomis. So they're just going to put in that zone here, make him work a little time off the clock and see if they can chuck it. They do enter it inside for Auden Crandall, and Auden Crandall with a 15-foot jumper. They enter it in, and now Loomis will put some pressure on, and Auden Crandall is going to be whistled for the foul. And for Auden Crandall, that's going to be his fourth foul. And it'll be a 1-1 coming up here for Cooper Grabenstein. He's got the front end of the 1-1 coming up here with 2:15 to go, 60-48. And the free throw is up and good. So that'll make it 61-48 with 2:15 to go. 13-point advantage here for Bertrand. And that second free throw is a little bit short. And Auden Crandall fighting for the rebound. Nice work there with Colin Rodenbaugh as well as they get the rebound. Shot on that left side, three-pointer, no good, and rebound by Younger. So Younger pulls down the rebound after Loomis misses yet another three-pointer, and Bertrand will work it up court. Like one of the things that Coach Newcomb was telling him, let's work a little clock, let's work till we get a good shot, and they work it in the lane, it's bouncing around, but it was last touch by Loomis, I believe. The two officials are going to get together. I thought it was last touched by Loomis. Well, they're going to say that it's going to be Loomis basketball. It's going to be last touch by Bertrand. I don't think anybody really saw it, and they just made their best educated guess. In any event, Loomis is going to call a timeout here with a minute 45 to go. They trail it 61-48. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Back after this.
When the First State Bank of Loomis first opened their doors in 1886, Nebraska was young, vibrant, and bursting with possibilities. A lot has changed since then, but the First State Bank of Loomis is still moving Nebraska forward by tapping into our state's best natural resource, its people. While our founders could never have imagined our network of ATMs, mobile banking, or cybersecurity, they would be proud of the personal touch we still take with every account and with every loan. The First State Bank of Loomis, with branches in Alma and Bertrand, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Loomis. That ball kind of rolling around out there. I had an opinion. I'm not very confident that I had it right. The officials huddled up, and after the discussion, they decided that it's Loomis basketball, and the Wolves could use a break here. They trail it by 13 with a minute 45 to go. They still have a couple of timeouts left if they want to use them. In fact, they got two timeouts if they want to use them. Bertrand only has one, and it will be Loomis basketball. They'll just toss it up ahead here for Levi Asp. They'll give it for Josh Taylor. And the pass to the elbow is knocked loose. That'll be another turnover here on Loomis. And in the offensive zone is going to be Edgren. Edgren in the corner. They're harassing him. He's just going to get it out here for Grabenstein. Grabenstein back out for Fitzgerald. Not exactly four corners offense here, but they're milking the clock is Bertrand. They get it on the baseline for Edgren. Edgren back in the lane. Edgren shot no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. And it's last touched by Auding Crandall, who couldn't quite pull down the rebound. So on the inbounds, they do get it inside for Jake Samuelson. Samuelson lost it, but was able to get the ball back. And then we've got a whistle as we got a reach. And the foul is going to be on Jack Auding Crandall. That is going to be his fifth foul of the game. And he's getting a nice round of applause, and deservedly so. He finished with 14 points on the night. I got him for 10 rebounds. And at the free throw line is going to be Samuelson to shoot two. And the free throw rolls around and is good. So he makes the first to make it a 14-point ball game with a minute 9 to go. So Loomis is looking for their first win of the season. Bertrand will remain undefeated. The second free throw is no good. Coming out with the rebound is going to be Thorell. And we're going to have a foul whistled as Samuelson's whistle for the foul. And Thorell will now head to the free throw line. But first, Jake Samuelson will have to come out because that is his fifth personal foul. So Thorell will have a one-and-one. And Coach Newcomb has a little time to make a decision. He is taking his time. He's allowing. He's going to point to freshman Jared Kugler to come into the game. So Thorell for the one-and-one. It is up and no good. Edgren pulls down the defensive rebound, and then he's fouled. So we'll shoot two free throws on the other end here. Extending the game a little bit. 14-point ball game with a minute 1 to go. Don't forget we'll have the Misco Sports Post Game Report. But first, Robert Edgren's going to step to the free throw line, and he's going to shoot two. The foul was whistled on A.J. Carlson. That's going to be his first. Free throw is on the way. Rolls around. No good. So score will remain 62-48. Bertrand, 11 of 23 from the free throw line. Loomis, 5 of 11. And three-point shooting, 3 of 20 is Loomis. Second free throw is also a miss, but a long rebound in that corner pulled out by Robert Edgren. And we've got another foul. They got the ball in the hands of Cooper Grabenstein, and then he got grabbed by Ludeke. Oh, check that, not Ludeke, but Asp. Free throw was good. Grabenstein makes one so far. His second free throw is on the way, and that one, too, was good. 57.4 to go, 16-point ball game. Largest lead of the game. Ludeke is going to kick it out. Here's a three by Taylor, and Taylor hits the three-pointer. He hits the three, and with it is number three, Dakota Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald carried it as he was trying to work around the pressure by Josh Taylor. So Bertrand turns the ball over. So Josh Taylor will get the ball. He'll kick it left side for Ludeke. Ludeke long three, no good. Rebound in underneath. taken out of there by Fitzgerald. Long outlet pass. Bertrand turns it over on that pass. Coming up with it is Asp. They'll work it around. Here's a three by Ludicky. Ludicky, his three-pointer is no good, and we've got a hard foul on the rebound. Snagging the rebound is Edgren. And Edgren was then fouled by Kelly Thorell. And for Thorell, that is his fifth personal foul, so he's out of the ball game with 20.2 to go. 64-51. And now Loomis will take a little time making the decision on who they want to sub in. Got about a minute to make the decision here. We'll talk with Craig Newcomb of Bertrand in our post-game show. So coming into the game here for Loomis is going to be Zach Clark. Also coming in the game here is going to be A.J. Carlson. They're going to let Carlson come in now, even though it's two free throws. So they already stopped it to make some substitutions. And now the game is going to be Colin Rodenbach. When you, they foul out, you have to do that. You have to take the guy that's fouled out of the game. So two free throws coming up. The first one is no good for Edgren. Score remains 64-51. Second free throw rolls around, no good. And the rebound for Rodenbaugh. And check that, not Rodenbaugh, but Carlson. So Carlson gets the rebound. And now with the basketball, his Asp, he's going to fire a three. In and out, no good. Another rebound, this one by Taylor. And Taylor will stroke in the three. So he hits the three off of that offensive rebound. And a three-quarter court shot at the end of the game here by Bertrand, well off the mark, and your final score, 64-54, Loomis. Still looking for their first win as Bertrand wins on the road by 10. Congratulations to the Vikings, who are now perfect on the season, and again, Loomis looking for their first win. Trust me, they're athletic enough, they're going to get it, but they lose here at home to Bertrand, 64-54. We'll take a quick break. We'll have our Misco Sports postgame show coming up right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
And welcome back here to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Orton storefront location today and see them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's can be very equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers here. We'll begin first of all for Loomis, who now fall to 0-4 on the season. And leading the way for them was Josh Taylor. He finished with 16 points on the night. Jack Auding Crandall with 14 points, including 10 rebounds. Graydon Ludicky with 8 points. Colin Rodenbaugh with 8. Kelly Thorell with 4. A.J. Carlson with 4 points. We mentioned the rebounding. Auden Crandall with 6 unofficially. Excuse me, with 10 unofficially. 6 for Colin Rodenbaugh. 5 for A.J. Carlson. 3 for Thorell. Zach Clark also finished with 3 rebounds here for Loomis on the evening. For Bertrand, who, as we mentioned, remained undefeated on the season, and they finished with 4 players in double figures, only 5 scored, but leading the way is Robert Edgren, as Edgren finished with 18, Jake Samuelson 17, Tyrell Younger with 10, Dakota Fitzgerald finished with 10, and Cooper Grabenstein also nearly in double digits. He finished with 9 points on the night. Unofficially rebounding-wise, Edgren with 10, 8 for Younger, 7 for Dakota Fitzgerald, 5 for Jake Samuelson, and 3 for Cooper Grabenstein on the night. As we mentioned, Bertrand now is perfect on the season as they win here to remain. I got to double-check my numbers here as they now are 4-0 on the season, and Loomis now falls to 0-4. Next up for Loomis, they'll travel to Cambridge next Friday night. And then on Saturday, they'll take on Brady. Only game left here for Bertrand before the break on the year, well, this part of the year anyway, before the Christmas break. They'll travel, they'll host Eustace Farnham. They're going to host Eustace Farnham on Tuesday. Eustace Farnham looking for their first win of the season. Coming into the weekend, I don't know how they did yesterday, but Bertrand probably going to be a favorite in that game. Overall, some team statistics for you. Bertrand from the field, 23 of 51 from the field. Loomis put up 61 shots and hit 22 of them. But the three-point shooting really, in my mind, as much of the difference of, as anything. Loomis was 5 of 25, so they shot 20% from behind the arc. And Bertrand only shot 16 three-pointers. They were 5 of 16, so they shot a little bit better than 33%. And free throws, again, Bertrand driving, penetrating, getting to the free throw line a little bit more. They were 13 of 28 from the free throw line, and 5 of 11 was Loomis in the ball game. And again, rebounding, Loomis actually had a slight, Bertrand had a slight edge, 38 to 32 in the ball game. Turnovers, I had them just dead even at 15 apiece here in the ball game. And so these two teams, when you kind of compare some statistics, Bertrand in the ball game was 23 of 51. That's 45%. And three-point shooting, they were right at 31% on the night. And for the Loomis boys, again, their shooting numbers a little bit less tonight as they 22 of 61. They shot 36%, and their three-point shooting, as we mentioned, 20% on the evening. And free throw shooting, they were 5 of 11 for about 45%. So, again, shooting was a little bit better tonight for Bertrand as they got a lot of points in transition, got to the free throw line a little bit more, and as a result, they win this one 64 to 54. But you can kind of see that Loomis down the road might be a pretty good basketball team before this one is all said and done. 64 to 54, the Bertrand boys pick up a 10-point win. Earlier tonight, the Bertrand girls also with a win, 53 to 27. Over Loomis. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Craig Newcomb of Bertrand. We'll talk with the coach as we continue the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Welcome back here to Loomis as Bertrand wins it 64-54 in boys basketball. Kind enough to join us, Craig Newcomb, the head boys basketball coach of the Vikings. And, coach, congratulations. It's never easy to win at Loomis. You look at their record, they're 0 for the season, but that's a pretty good basketball team you beat tonight.
Yeah, it is a pretty decent team. They're much better than their record indicates. I watched them play last night, and glad I did. It's different seeing them in person than just, you know, watching film and scouting reports. But they're very athletic and playing on their home court. Bertrand Loomis, anything can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. What is your perception of what was the difference tonight for you guys?
We were having shots rim in and out that the first three games were going down for us. I mean, that's what it comes to, is we're getting the same shots, getting the same looks offensively. They just weren't staying down tonight. So that's, and we just had to play through it and keep doing what we do.
Well, again, you guys shot a little bit better than what Loomis did on the evening. And to me, you guys really penetrate. You know, your shots are primarily, it's either inside out. I mean, you establish everything on the inside part of the basketball court.
And that's what we really focus on. And these boys do a great job of attacking the defense and making the extra pass, and they keep the ball moving, and they set each other up for pretty easy shots, and that's how we get usually high percentage shots.
Well, in D2, you generally don't have a real deep bench. You don't put a lot of other kids out there, but these guys play full court defense a lot. You must spend a lot of time on conditioning, because they didn't really lose a whole lot of steps down the road.
Well, a lot of that is natural, and we condition as much as we can without completely killing them, and we've definitely had to go to a different strategy of using timeouts this year. They're more primarily for resting, and we can sub here and there when we can. But these guys play with a lot of heart and play with a lot of guts to play at the pace they do.
Yeah, and again, it is really it's a lot of fun. You guys really kind of pressure out there. And Loomis, I think they're athletic enough. They wanted to kind of play that style of game with you as well.
Yeah, that's what they usually like to try and do. I know they're a little younger than they have been in the last couple teams, their last couple years. And, they're going to continue to do that, and they're going to, I think, be a pretty decent team down the road.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Well, for you kind of take a look at your numbers, and you finish with Edgren finished with 18, Samuelson with 17, Younger, Fitzgerald each with 10. You got four players in double figures. It doesn't really seem like it matters to them who scores the points.
You know, that's one thing I've really noticed with this group is – You hit it on the head exactly. Most of them, they don't give a who care or who scores, as long as the ball gets put in the hole and then they go back and play defense. It's just been a fun group to work with.
How do you kind of see things up to this point in the year? Are you kind of really where you're happy at, or is there still some things you kind of want to fine-tune? Because you only have one game left before the Christmas break, so you got a little time to fine-tune some stuff.
The biggest thing we need to work on is getting consistent on our defensive rebound. I mean, we aren't going to outsize a lot of teams, so we've really got to focus on not only getting position, but finishing the possession by grabbing the rebound. And there's times we've done that pretty well. There's other times that we don't finish those possessions, and that gives up the two or three shots. So that's one area we've got to get consistent at. And then the free throw line. Last couple games, we've been close to 70% from the free throw line, and tonight they weren't going down. So
yeah, I had you, 13-28, so about 46%. Yeah, it just seems like you're leaving some points out there. But, they work so hard to get those shots by driving to the basket in the first place. Yeah, and I thought you guys are a pretty good passing team.
They do pass the ball pretty well. And just run a motion offense. And the more they run it, they get comfortable with each other. And they just, right now, I don't know how they do it. They know where everyone's at, and they're just feeding off each other pretty well.
Hey, Craig, appreciate the time.
Best
luck to you down the road. That's Craig Newcomb, the head boys basketball coach at Bertrand. They pick up a 64-54 win here in Loomis, and the Bertrand girls also with a win tonight, a final of 53-27. I'm Randy Bushker. Thanks so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And for engineer Stacy Johns back in the studio, thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.